hope the rapture finally comes, so you can be saved from yourself. You want your pie in the sky, why don't you go there yourself? All outcomes, good intentions, bring out the worst in us. Your family circus prank, taking life savings to the bank. Alliance, so full of shit. Riding the cash cow, a $1 billion evangelist. You so conceited, your prophecies defeated, with every date repeated, your failures are deep-seated. When I see someone praying, can't hear the words you're saying, we're damning their salvation. No trace of your derangement, looks like your God's gone camping, yet constantly revamping the Jesus Christ free market. Let's get this rupture started. Some donate all their savings and their worldly belongings. The rupture passed them sadly, maybe they'll kill their families. Bodies of children in hell turn into little angels. You and eugenic rhetoric, survival of the fetish. Cause doomsday didn't happen, that was just Jesus camping. Straight from the mouth of madness, the blood is your black Sabbath. Black Sabbath ain't your problem, you make doomsdays, you don't solve them. The supposed shut up.
All right, we're back.
Hey.
We're going to do This Week in 2 years ago. We got to watch an ad. Well, not you. Me and the media bunch have to wait for this ad to finish. And then still anything could happen on this local news website's player.
Committed to history.
Oh, shit.
No need to adjust that dial. You are, in fact, seeing a person with a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking.
He wants to be known as the...
The world was a simpler place. Let's go back to the beginning.
The bizarre set on...
He's committed to his trade.
No need to adjust that dial. You are, in fact, seeing a person with a TV set on their head, laying an older set on someone's front porch, and just walking off.
He wants to be known as the TV Santa Claus. I don't know.
The TV Santa Claus.
This clip right here is going to make us pine away for a 2 years ago that didn't exist, really.
Right, when you were, like, comfortable enough to be a stranger and walk up on somebody else's porch and just leave an old TV.
Morning in Henrico's Hampshire neighborhood. Outdated boxes were found at more than 50 homes.
Got an old tube-style TV, 13-inch.
I thought my son brought it home, but apparently not. They had way too much time.
My son does meth. It wasn't him, actually.
All over the neighborhood.
Henrico police are tuned in to the situation.
Wait, why are the police collecting the Oh, you know what? That's better than shooting somebody.
Right. They're just going to go take him and take him to the recycler or whatever anyway.
No one in particular. At most, this seems to be more of an inconvenience to the community.
No shit.
Officers and county workers spent Sunday morning.
Actually, the cops going around like TV hunting sounds like a fun, wholesome thing for an otherwise horrible group of people to do.
Fuck, right?
This is the second time the TV set.
Maybe that was the point. Keep the cops fucking occupied doing something stupid.
In a different neighborhood last August.
That makes so much more sense now.
TV head guy is based.
Prank. Some college students who are just bored.
Summer and people are getting ready to go back to school. Maybe TV man was he was just ready to strike to put a little humor in
the absence. The man on the street was funny.
Yeah.
At least trying. He was trying.
No, that's
he was trying to have fun.
What is he trying to prove?
These homeowners left only to guess at what it all means.
Get up, stay away from the screens.
I don't know.
Why at least everybody thinks this is funny.
Yeah.
This weekend 2 years ago seems like it's going to be lit.
It's when we were all still allowed to go outside, so.
I mean, some of us were allowed to go outside anyway.
Right.
You know who wasn't allowed to go outside? The fucking subject of our next story. It's Stefan Molyneux. He's going to talk about makeup.
Oh, no.
This is when this asshole was still on YouTube and shit. Undefined. Here we go. Whatever. I'm not even sorry.
Yeah, women don't like it when you take away their power. Makeup is a great power. And when you see the reality of makeup for what it is, it loses its power. And men get liberated to actually deal with women as equals rather than as manipulated monkeys chasing pheromones, right?
What the fuck?
I hate him so much.
How did this guy have a popular YouTube channel?
Because people are idiots. And then non-sex havers love a fucking hero.
So, I'll give you an example, right? So,
remember when he stood in the forest?
This woman, Elizabeth Holmes, right? This young,
talking about the white race,
you know, big blue eyes, like a startled baby, crazy amounts of makeup, and super red lips, and so on. So, she was this young woman who dropped out of Stanford, and she had this idea, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could invent a machine about the size of a printer that you could just pinprick your finger and put the cartridge in. And
oh, he's talking about Theranos. That lady's a fucking con artist and she's hella going to jail.
Ooh.
She's going the most to jail.
Interesting.
It would analyze.
I don't know who that is.
Different types of blood.
I think your camera is like tripping
out.
You
could figure out your disease potential and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Right? So it's all fantasy and it's all nonsense and none of it ever worked. None of it ever worked. But this woman was able to raise $900 million. Her company was valued at $8 billion, I think it was. She became the youngest female self-made billionaire in history. She attracted to the board of her company people like, you know, Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, and she got investments from Rupert Murdoch, $120 million or something like that. And Bethlehem,
it's Duval easy to grift those dumb fucks.
So yeah.
It was almost exclusively men who invested and who she manipulated. And how does she do it? How does she do it? She wasn't trained in the field. Right? Medicine is not like software. Software, you just have to know how to code, have a great idea, be willing to work like crazy. I know I co-founded a software company, but medical is very, very different. You need a lot of expertise, a lot of science. And she just had this fantasy. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, yeah, it'd be great if we could time travel, it'd be great if we could teleport, you know? It's not a business model.
No, not necessarily.
It never worked, really.
Teleportation would be really scary if it wasn't regulated.
Right. First of all. Second of all, like, oh god, the accuracies and inaccuracies and the fucking consequences of particulate explosion.
Would also teleportation would also make Grindr better. I'm not gonna lie.
If it was like Star Trek, where it was just like a glitter tube, that's cool. I'm down with that.
Hey everybody, sorry about the media wench cam being like all blown out. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh wow.
Hell blown out. Look at that.
That's interesting.
I could try to you can watch good old Stefan while I retry again with this camera.
The company in 2003, and the company I think finally dissolved in 2017. Having burnt through nearly $1 billion of investment money, and of course tying up hundreds of people of incredibly high skill in pursuing something that could never work, can't occur, right? You can't get accurate blood readings from a drop of blood. There's too much debris, and you can't fit it down into the size of a box. And she never got FDA approval. It was never going to work.
That must make diabetics very sad if you can't get accurate readings from one drop of blood.
How did it last for almost a decade and a half? How did so many powerful people buy into this crap? Well, it's because she was young and pretty. And men have a very tough time saying no to a big, blue-eyed, lipsticked, over-made-up face. I mean, she looked like...
That's not... Vampire. No. No, no, that's not how the... I guess she was. That's not how the grift she did... No. The grift she did worked because she talked a bunch of other influential people into getting on her grift. Silver Fox. We're not going to look at what Stefan Molyneux is doing now.
No.
Here's Silver Fox Anderson Cooper.
Woo!
He is...
going to throw some shade.
Just seems confused, apparently, according to our notes from 2 years ago.
Does me, or does the current president of the United States have a lot of time on his hands? Like, more time than any president I've ever heard of. I mean, we know he watches a lot of cable news early in the morning, seemingly all night, even on the weekends between rounds of golf, which is hard because, as we know, he plays a lot of golf.
Yeah.
I know the...
Come on, Anderson. This is hack material.
Blank spots on his schedule, executive time. But can you actually imagine any real executive at any reputable company sitting around watching so much cable news and then tweeting so much made-up stuff and then retweeting other people's dribble? This is not a new question, of course. It's been asked before, but I bring it up tonight because the president has once again been playing one of his favorite games, suggesting a conspiracy exists without any proof and with the intention of hiding any potential blowback on his own possible actions. Today, the president defended his new conspiracy mongering by falling back on one of the lamest excuses, which he has used time and time again.
Oh, no.
So I just want to quickly give you the backstory.
I was distracted by Ivanka.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein was found dead. A comedian who, according to his website, doesn't actually have any upcoming dates at all, but does sell T-shirts and ringtones and has appeared on Fox News.
Everybody's just asking Cooper for money.
Essentially suggesting the Clintons were somehow involved in the death of Jeffrey Epstein. No evidence.
I'd like to also know who his plastic surgeon is. They do good work.
Now, if you were the most powerful person in the world and you had briefing books to read and you had decisions to think about and grieving families of victims of gun violence,
Darkling,
and console, or even
hey.
Wife and a young child to maybe spend a little time with, what would you do when you read that tweet? I mean, you might just read it. And if you were, you know, even on Twitter, that's to say, and then you'd probably go about your important work. But this president doesn't think that way. And apparently he doesn't really have either the courage or the imagination to come up with this sleazy, unfounded conspiracy theory on his own. So instead, he takes the time to retweet this sleazy, unfounded tweet. Okay, which is fine. It's something he did on the spur of the moment. Maybe he thought better of it. Moved on.
Could you show us the tweet, Anderson?
Beneath the dignity of the office, all that. Not
I think you have a nice studio.
Yeah.
Not this president. Today, in fact, the president defended his conspiracy mongering by describing the source of the tweet and how respected he is.
Yeah, he's a very highly respected conservative.
Was it Cernovich?
Pundit. He's a big Trump
fan. Did he retweet the praying medic?
Fuck.
But he's a man who has half a million followers, a lot of followers.
He'll be the praying medic.
The retweet, which is what it was, is the retweet. Was from somebody that's a very respected conservative pundit. So I think I was fine.
Okay. He's a self-styled comedian.
Yeah.
So two things are sad, I think, about this response. One, the president thinks because someone has half a million Twitter followers, they are respected or they're legitimate. That's how he judges legitimacy in his own mind, the size of your crowd, your Twitter following, your rating. Fine, we know this. It's sad, it's shallow, but it's nothing surprising.
We're going to move on to the next story. This material isn't that good. We had different standards 2 years ago.
We did. And throwing shade at Trump was one of the things. But that's also back when he was on Twitter. So, wow, 2 years ago.
You're going to like this. Run, Tom, run. Tom Cruise for president 2020.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of talk about the race in 2020. Sure, there's a lot of candidates in the running. But can any of them actually run? I mean, really run? I'm the last American movie star. No one runs like I do. And nobody opens a box office like me. And with your help in 2020, together, we'll dominate the ballot.
God, that guy is so good.
This is no stunt. If it were, I do all those for real. Why vote for me? I'm not just your everyman. I've literally been every man. I've been a Navy pilot, a lawyer, and a Navy lawyer. My opponents will say I was a pimp in high school. It's true. But I grew up fast in NASCAR country. It started a small business, a sports agent, to set a better example. I know foreign diplomacy because I fought alongside the samurai. And I'm proud to serve our country, defending our planet against aliens twice. No, three times. I know this country.
Edge of Tomorrow was a great movie, though.
From here to here. Because I've lived its history. Literally, I did. It's a vampire. I feel the need.
Yes.
The need to lead.
As your Tom Cruise wasn't a Scientologist. And he actually did this video instead.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Help you.
He could get elected.
To elect me.
So it would be a joke.
Right.
He would be like, I was in a cult for a very long time. Maybe shouldn't lead the country right now.
The 4th of July. I'm Tom Cruise and I'm running for president of the United States. America, you complete me.
Stop.
Show me 2020!
That was a great ad.
Incredibly funny. This guy that looks like Tom Cruise is pretty funny. You know who else is short?
Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Is he mad about some wet ass pussy?
No. This is like the thing we watched.
This is 2 years ago.
No, this is the. Don't.
Are we in 3 years ago?
No, this is 2 years ago. Yeah, this is a different one. And also, like, this week, a year ago, was a week after it all happened. Tucker just sucks. But Ben is going to do a Ben. It's from 2 years ago, everybody. This week, Benny Shapps.
Again, I don't Benny like the Shapps. Language of invasion, and I don't believe I've used it. If I had, I'm sorry I did, because I don't think that it is correct, but I don't believe... Again, I don't like the language of invasion, and I don't believe I've used it. If I had, I'm sorry I did, because I don't think that it is correct, but I'm fairly certain I never did, because I never considered it a quote-unquote invasion when illegal immigrants cross our southern border. And I certainly don't believe in the idea of quote-unquote racial replacement, because I literally do not care about the races of people who live in America. I care about their ideas and their ideology. But the New York Times decides that because there is language that sounds similar to stuff that Tucker Carlson has said, they are now going to attribute this shooter to Tucker. Quote, an extensive New York Times review of popular right-wing media platforms found hundreds of examples of language, ideas, and ideologies that overlapped with the mass killer's written statement, a shared vocabulary of intolerance that stoked fears centered on immigrants of color.
Yes.
Okay, again, this is a conspiracy theory.
Oh, this was the Walmart shooter, right?
This one is deliberately designed in order to link together basic conservative tropes about immigration with white supremacism.
These people have given us such brain worms that we know exactly what they're talking about, even if they don't mention it. And it was 2 years ago.
Fuck.
Think about that for a minute.
And also think about all the fucking substances we consume and we can remember that shit.
I'm telling you, I have no excuse for having a poor memory.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you end up with the New York, with the Washington Post running a piece today on their front page about how evil the Trump administration is for cracking down on welfare used by legal immigrants.
Illegal immigrants can't get welfare because you must provide a social security number for welfare. And illegal immigrants, by definition, do not have a social security number.
I think that, like, if you move to America from somewhere else, they should give you, like, a house in Arizona.
Or Nebraska, or...
No, specifically Arizona.
But why?
I don't know. I just don't like that place.
Well, but that's...
And they're, like, a racist place, and it would piss them off.
But it's inclement and hot and rude, and that's, like, if you're...
That's right. All the racists live there. That's not a good plan at all, now that you think about it.
Right. Yeah. 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 So put them in like Wyoming or Montana.
Yeah.
Or
a place with just less people. So
Idaho.
There's no. Oh, I can't say
Nevada.
I was going to say a thing about Idaho, but I can't say it.
Utaho.
Yeah, anyway, here's Ben Shapiro again.
Ben Shapps.
He's going to talk about working multiple jobs.
I'm sure he knows a lot about that.
Well, the fact is that if you had to work more than one job to have a roof over your head or food on the table, you probably shouldn't have taken the job that's not paying you enough. That'd be a you problem.
But then you'd have zero jobs.
It is not true. The vast majority of people in the United States are working two jobs. It just is not true, according to the census statistics.
Right, because you would both jobs are not paying you enough. Otherwise, you wouldn't need both.
Because either they need extra income or because they want to gain more experience or explore different interests.
There's a recently things go downhill from here. Report.
And apparently what it found is that approximately 8.3%, this is as of 2013, so it's actually lower now, 8.3% of workers had more than one job. That was as of 2013. It's a lot lower now. So this notion that there are just tons and tons of people who are working at multiple jobs, it is not really true. It's not actually the reality.
There are tons and tons of people working more than one job.
5%. That's really what's bringing down the unemployment rate, is those 5% of workers who have multiple
jobs.
Okay, for all of the talk about people working...
No, actually, it doesn't affect the unemployment rate if you have one or two or five jobs.
Right.
You're either employed or unemployed when they take then they get the unemployment rate numbers. You don't, like, cancel out three other people that are unemployed if you have four jobs.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Benny Shapps.
Come on, Benny.
Come on, Benny. I know this is 2 years ago. No, you were supposed to be sharper than this 2 years ago. I heard that, like... How old is Ben? 21, 22?
I don't know. Definitely older than fucking Nick Fuentes.
It's
I think
held
both,
to that range, actually,
of them.
Really, since
Charlie cheated on me with both of them, actually.
Number.
So
this, again, is just a lie. It is also this bizarre idiocy that you can dictate to the economy what the economy ought to do.
Well, you can actually
dictate to the economy what it ought to do. The
central control of economies happens in many countries.
Knowledge of the market economy knows more than you do. I know, shocking.
Whatever, Benny Shapps. You've never had to have two jobs. Well, I hate to tell you this. 2 years ago, we played a Lou Dobbs clip.
Oh, God.
Do you remember when he was like, "I am your brother"? Do you remember that?
Yes.
That's the one I was hoping for. That's not this one.
Damn.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs is just going to say that an ICE agent was within his rights to drive through protesters in a car.
ICE protesters in Rhode Island harassing a federal detention center worker last night.
Get him.
These demonstrators blocked.
No, don't drive over them. Facility. No, you shouldn't do that. No, this is you absolutely should not do that.
To the parking lot, the protesters surrounded him, yelling, banging on the hood of the truck, blocking his entrance into the facility. In jurisdictions all around the country, by the way, what they committed is assault. Trying to stop and block a vehicle is considered assault. In some instances, banging on an occupied vehicle is considered assault, which obviously the demonstrators may have committed.
Wait, the demonstrators may have?
Last night. Joining us tonight.
Wait a minute.
That's like saying allegedly, but in stupid
speak. Demonstrators may have committed in.
So we don't even know if they're banging on the hood of the car or the windows. Good job, Lou.
Former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also Fox Business.
Lou has to just. I can't say that. Hold on. Sorry, everybody.
At a, Immigration Customs Enforcement facility. blocking the path of a guard and then complaining about
that. Sorry about that, everybody.
Oh, God. Subscribe on Patreon.
Sometimes you should just have the ice cast up.
Well, exactly. Look, first of all, a lot of protesters nationwide are showing up for ICE facilities, and it makes you wonder if they even got a job. But besides this, they got to understand, ICE employees, especially our contractors that run our facilities for us, they're on edge, Lou. And I don't want...
They're on edge?
But our employees are on edge. We had someone shoot at an ICE office yesterday in San Antonio. Barely.
Those are just people standing in front... Nah, dude. Don't drive through them. Call your boss.
Today from one of our facilities in Tacoma.
I didn't sign up for this. What the fuck's going on?
Then he tried to blow it up with propane tanks and catch the building on fire, which would kill 1,300 people in that building. Many of them were locked up. So that would... Hundreds of immigrants.
They shouldn't have stood up. They should have kept sitting down.
Successful. Thank God.
The optics would have been so much better if that guy would have tried to drive over people sitting down.
Yeah.
They're under attack. In our.
Oh, no. This is Jim Baker next. And this might be in the era when you called and you said Baker with two K's. They had to remove the third one after the war.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was good.
That was the funniest.
She saw you're funny. Did we clip that out? That's on a red light highlight. That's on Patreon for sure.
Man, finding this shit, man.
I'll find it. I can find that one.
That would be good on TikTok. Just that part. Anyway, Jim Baker was hucking silver solution. It was the ivermectin of 2 years ago.
Right. It was. This is the same shit that they got the injunction from the FDA to stop selling or saying that it could cure coronavirus and AIDS and cancer and whatever the fuck else.
You know what they should have done? They should have made Jim Baker live on only his silver gel for like 2 months as his punishment.
And buckets of slop.
Yeah, the Media Wench's camera is like all fucked up. But
really knew what this does.
This was tested in a university, 143 pathogens. The 10, it was less than 5.
That's not even that many pathogens. How many pathogens are there?
5 minutes to 10 minutes.
My
billions.
There might be billions of pathogens. I fucking believe it's closer to that than 143.
We have a document.
Like, there's more countries than pathogens. That's not, that can't be, that can't be right.
And I know.
I bet when I fart, I kill like 37 pathogens.
Kill or create. Diseases.
All yes. Kind, all oh, no. yeah, how many pathogens does this gel create?
If it'll do that, mm-hmm. But it has no real side effects that we know of.
It doesn't do anything.
It has just enough of a non-fixing trace amount of fucking silver in there. It will do exactly placebo.
So you know how that Danny Masterson thing with Scientology seems to be like coming to a head right now?
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
We have one of the initial reports about it right now.
That's pretty amazing.
Out of the lawsuit against former That 70s Show star Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology, the actor and the church responding this morning to the allegations. And ABC's Dan Harris is here with the latest on that. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning to you. Scientology, of course, has long been known for its celebrity followers. Now the church and one of its stars, Danny Masterson, are both being sued. Four women claim Masterson sexually assaulted them, and then the actor conspired with the church to cover up the alleged assaults and stalk and harass them. This morning, a lawsuit against the church.
Same footage they use in everything.
This clip has everything.
The actor Danny Masterson. The complaint, which plaintiff's attorneys say they filed in Los Angeles.
Only there would have been a big fat chemtrail behind Big Blue there.
Right.
That 70s show.
The teachers like him. The counselors like him. Everybody likes him. I hate him.
And that when those women came forward to report Masterson's crimes, he and the church systematically stalked, harassed, invaded their
yes.
and their family's privacy.
Yes, I believe this.
100%.
Them emotional distress.
They don't got money to like stalk everybody, but they got money to stalk this guy's victims. Absolutely.
Marie Babette Reales says she started dating Masterson in 2002 and believes that on numerous occasions.
Tom Cruise is an action star. He could put an end to all of this.
Sexually assault her while she slept. She reported the alleged assault to authorities in 2017.
Don't fuck somebody while they're asleep.
Chrissy Bixler claims Masterson.
Because, first of all, you're probably doing that because they don't want to fuck you, which is rape.
Yep.
Claiming
but if they did want to fuck you, wouldn't they want to be awake for it?
Unless it's your kink and it's consensual.
After she refused,
you gotta have a lot of awake sex before you start talking about that.
Exactly.
Masterson drugged and sexually assaulted her while she was unconscious. She says that when she alerted the church about the assault, she was
the wrong people to alert.
Went to law enforcement.
But if she was in the church, she didn't know any better.
Harsh treatment accorded enemies of Scientology. But in 2016, Bixler did just that.
What a beautiful dress.
Claims that after going to authorities,
Bixler that's absolutely gorgeous.
Subjected to years like, of
they keep, everybody uses the same file footage of Scientology.
Well, yeah.
To this day.
That's what the helicopter does, not even with a drone.
From flashing lights in your windows in the middle of the night to breaking windows, even of a child's room. It is unsettling. It's disturbing. And it's just
it's
not
just how Scientology rolls. This is their last poof.
Denying these accusations, telling us this baseless lawsuit will go nowhere because the claims are ludicrous and a
well, that didn't age well.
It's a dishonest and hallucinatory.
Oh, good night, darkling. Thank you for popping in.
Love you, sissy.
You've been globetrotting.
Netflix series The Ranch after the LAPD confirmed they were investigating assault allegations against
him. Cancel culture. Gotcha.
Fuck you. Sucks, because I love that 70s show.
And that he's never been charged
and he was
with a crime,
so fucking good on that show. One. And now I hate him.
And in a statement from his lawyer, Masterson,
so what do you do with that?
Lawsuit, quote, beyond
like, do you never watch the show again?
He went on to say, once her lawsuit.
Once he's in jail, he can't collect royalties on the show. So start watching it then.
Well, I wouldn't pay for it in the first place.
Damage they caused me and my family. Guys, back to you.
That's what light rail's for.
This isn't going anywhere.
They have Wi-Fi. You can torrent.
All right, Cecilia.
More to come.
Whoa.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
Watch this.
Too fast.
That's right.
All right, Cecilia.
More to come.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here.
Whoa. Whoa, the commercial's
coming in hot.
Coming too loud.
You have lots of money and fucking studio and audio engineers. Get your shit together.
Oh,
at some
no.
point, we are going to have to do a whole show about how good this show sounds.
Oh, no. Here's Jimmy Dore from 2 years ago.
I'm already allergic to this shit.
the thing that I wrote about it was Jimmy Dore, how mature. That's what it says on the docket. So this is probably
this is the worst. I hate it already.
Ultra proud millennial American says, hey, Jimmy, will you consider interviewing my friend Lauren Ashcraft? Who is that's watch your mouth. Who is
that's just your that's just somebody's name. Hold on.
Super liberal ultra proud millennial American says, hey, Jimmy, will you consider interviewing my friend Lauren Ashcraft? Who is that's watch your mouth. Who is right? It's called a butt crack.
Weird flex.
My friend Lauren butt crack. Who,
yo, if somebody said, hey, Lauren Ashcraft is a friend of mine running for office, would you consider interviewing you? Maybe.
But because it sounds a lot like ass crack, you're going to make a fucking butt joke.
Like what? This is the worst Jimmy Dore clip ever.
Who was running in New York's 12th. She just had an interview with Mike Figueredo and Jink. Well, then she's covered then. Sure, I'll have Lauren Ashcraft on. Is Lauren Ashcraft a Justice Democrat? See if Lauren Ashcraft is a Justice Democrat. If she is, probably not.
What did you just say, Ruby?
She's not a Justice Democrat?
No, she's a progressive Democrat from the District 12 in New York.
All right. Take her name down. Let's see if we can get her on then.
It didn't even qualify as a good dad joke. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
But Jimmy Dore hadn't changed none in 2 years. We've changed quite a bit in 2 years. Jimmy Dore hasn't changed none.
Two years ago, we were babies on Twitch. I don't like it when you laugh like that.
You remember Liz Crokin? She's going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
She's like deplatformed, right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
if that pedo is still alive or not. Because the good guys are in control. They know what they're doing. These white hats and the people working on Q team, they have been planning out this military operation for years, years and years, decades even. Everything has been pre-planned out. Every single turn of events and outcome has been anticipated. This is the best of the best. Our guys know what they're doing, and there's no room for error. And
get them, Liz.
You know, you, when you read Q and you look at the one-year deltas and you read the stuff that Q posted a year ago and see how it relates to stuff that's going on today and a lot of the...
How does it feel to know that you were trolled by a nerd?
...becomes relevant exactly...
And his dad.
His weird,
from
weird,
the Philippines.
His weird, weird and dad. It's
the biggest military operation the world his has
weird
ever
dad
seen.
Who's in the Philippines, yeah. For all the weirdest reasons you might be there.
And yeah. Absolute precision. So... If the good guys didn't want Jeffrey Epstein dead, you guys, then he didn't die. Okay? He's not dead. And if he is dead, it's because they wanted him dead.
He's not. But if he is, I gotta cover all my bases.
All right, Liz.
What's she relegated to? Fucking BitChute? Fucking DLive?
She's got like a Telegram group.
That's all she has now? Good.
Yeah, good. Good. Good.
So what is this, neckbeard?
So Kennedy, who just like came into our community this year, Kennedy. Has been covering this guy for a very long time.
I love them.
This is, I don't even know his name. Fucking who cares what his name is. He's going to call the Supreme Court to ask if Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still alive 2 years ago this week.
He's going to Madison Star Moon.
Yeah, he's fucking Madison Star Moon in it.
Information.
Yeah, I was calling because I have concerns about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mrs. Ginsburg is alive and well, sir.
Well, back in
this
January,
also didn't
Fox
age well.
News showed that, you know, she had died, and on the
that's
website,
fucking. You know what? You pause it for a second.
Back in November when she was.
I have some fucking. I have some serious gripes with fucking. People starting rumors that people are fucking dead, like celebrities and shit. I mean, she's not like, I mean, she's a famous person because she's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But like when people like make fun and like say like, you know, Steve Martin is dead or whoever else has had like Morgan Freeman, or whoever else has had that shit like trend on Twitter. Because Twitter is a cesspool. I love you, cesspool.
That has a counterpoint. It's like R.I.P. Joe Rogan.
R.I.P.
up with the counterpoint.
Right, but...
Oh, sitting cow, too. Of course, sitting cow. It's a cow and it's sitting. It's like, I have a counterpoint. I'm a sitting cow.
So, somebody who is was of a senior age, does Ruth Bader Ginsburg, to joke that she, like, is dead, is like, has an extra layer of fucked up. Like, we have, like, special laws against elder abuse, right? And I feel like seriously spreading rumors or joking about somebody's death that are like would qualify under what an elder, the technicality of elder is in any sort of elder abuse law or shit like that should just like apply. It's fucked up.
So this is the dude that Kennedy has been covering and he's out of his damn mind. I forget his fucking name. Could somebody get a nice tweet at Verigo Kennedy right now on Twitter? Get us some background on this guy. I forget his name even. We've been covering him. I know like little diffuse things about him that if I tried to explain them, it wouldn't make any sense. But yeah. I know who he is.
Like dealing with my grandparents who lived to be super fucking old. My grandma passed away and we all got together and decided to not have a funeral for her right away. Because my grandpa was also like one foot on a banana peel and the other one in a grave. So to make him go to a funeral and then at that age just seemed cruel because all you're going to do is sit there and think about, well, that's me in like 12 months because he was 93 years old. And so we just waited because it just seemed like that it just seemed cruel and traumatizing to put him through that. And I think that just this because, you know, maybe she's not going to see this clip, but like there's other fucking dickhead fucking douchebags that have larger platforms that have probably joked about that kind of thing. That it just shouldn't, that shouldn't be cool. Period.
Oh,
it's off limits.
It's certainly not cool. But I don't know. Madison Star Moon has done uncool things on absolutely phone calls too.
She was having her health issues, but they never had an announcement or showed when she returned.
You are calling the court right now. Uh-huh. I'm telling you that she is alive and well, and she was actually took the bench after when she recovered from surgery.
Oh, you should hang up on this weirdo. I forget his name, dude. He's like, he like is on tour or running from the law. Can't tell which. There's a whole thing with this guy.
Why not both?
Different events this summer, and the court's term begins on October 7th this year, so the court will pick back up.
Yeah, shout out to the lady taking the call. She already knows.
And you could come for yourself.
Oh, it'll be open to the public on October 7th, so I can actually go into the Supreme Court.
Not you specifically. They won't let you in, so.
Okay.
Oral arguments are always open for members of the public.
Okay. The problem is that there's this idea that there's this body double that's been being used that looks similar to her, but is not her.
She's alive and well. She's alive and well, sir.
Why was there no announcement on the Supreme Court website of her return?
Why does it matter, you fucking wacko?
I've call waiting. I'm telling you, she's alive and well. I hope
you're
okay. Bye-bye.
Wargarble.
Well, she hung up on him. All right, I forget this guy's fucking name, dude. What the fuck is this guy's name? Where's Kennedy?
Not allowing the public, I'm fucking mad the now. Actual court chambers to view. Although I'm sure it's going to be the body double that shows up on October 7th. Okay, so that was my phone call, guys.
This guy's out of his damn mind.
She's obviously
irritated. He's still doing some shit, too. A lot of people talking about Jesus and QAnon on Rumble, I think, or BitChute. That guy can go right ahead and fuck himself. That was this weekend 2 years ago. Do you remember Chemtrail Kelly? Kelly Ward?
That was one of those other ones that was running for some fucking office, right?
Yeah. She's going to go on MSNBC 3 years ago.
Oh, that's cute when they would let people like that on. It was a bleak time then, too, and we were trying to find something to laugh at.
It's been reported you're going on a statewide bus tour that will include Congressman Gosar as well as some other personalities.
And Congressman Gosar?
Who is known as somebody on the alt-right. Do you support his views, generally speaking?
I don't really know what Mike Cernovich's views are. I know
he's
got an audience. And
oh, no.
Dude. No, that's the worst answer. I don't know what. Oh, no, you can't in that instance.
At all, and I want to serve those Democrats who are rejecting the radical left.
Mike Cernovich has been associated with the Pizzagate conspiracy theory that led to shots being fired at Comet Pizza here in Washington. Do you believe what has been said about Hillary Clinton and pizza and all of this
pizza? That'll be a good drop. Do you believe what's being said about Hillary Clinton and pizza?
The news was so poorly prepared for what was starting to happen fucking 3 years ago in 2018.
I'm so mad right now. I'm mad for reasons that are purely self-serving.
No, but they were like legitimately ill prepared for all of this.
Look at our studio, producer Dave.
We already knew what all of this was. We might have been making similar commentary back then. We might have, like, during this episode or whatever, the Plex said, they haven't been paying attention. Now the news is paying attention, but they're still stuck on QAnon, and that shit's gone, and they're not talking about, like, the anti-vaxxers and the ivermectin weirdos and shit. They're, like, fucking, they're, like, two news cycles behind the news cycle.
Yeah.
Sister Subaru did a thing about ivermectin, didn't mention Brett Weinstein. Good job.
Sister Subaru won $250,000 from OAN for slander.
Oh, good for her.
They sued her for $1 million, and then she ended up winning $250,000.
Check this out.
She can buy hella Subarus and Huskies with that, dude.
This is like pre-Spread Eagle, the Mick Files. And this is Mark Taylor.
The second thing I would say right now is to be praying for the civil unrest, for God to intercede, because again, that could turn out to get nasty because, you know, the general public right now is...
Oh, it's pre-planning for the insurrection.
Where it's like something better happen quick or...
Well, it wasn't quick.
Matters in their own hands. And what, you know, the Lord showed me that if they don't act, which I know they are, it would end up being an Ambassador Stevens situation, that they're going to go to Clinton's house.
Oh, he's talking about Benghazi. Don't forget about Benghazi.
Never forget Benghazi.
Dead body as a trophy if they don't do something. So there's a fine line here on timing. And she won't be the only one that'll happen to if they were not to do this. But there's a fine line in timing. God's got the timing down. So
I mean, if you were a God, you would have expert timing.
But just be praying for the right timing when the arrests go down.
One would hope.
One would hope. Shout out to Right Wing Watch.
Shout out to Right Wing Watch.
Like literally throughout the years.
Nobody has been more of a reliable source than Right Wing Watch.
We should just do the Right Wing Watch podcast once a week and make money on it.
This is what they posted this week.
Yeah, we just talk shit about all the stuff they posted. Oh, God. So 3 years ago, Alex Jones had just been deplatformed.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, I mean,
can we play like the shortest Ruffy song so I can use the restroom?
Yeah, sure. We'll take a break. Everybody, we don't have to play the shortest Ruffy song. We'll play the best one. And I feel
Indian
like
Indian Burial Ground.
I might go with Wasteland.
No, can you play Indian Burial Ground? We never play that one anymore.
Yeah. This is Indian Burial Ground by the Ruffies. It's 2 minutes.
It's true.
Go. You're off camera. I'm going to talk a little bit. There's an image. It's a frightening thing with cats in a rectangle. There's also at the bottom of the screen just a fresh hell of a cat ticker feed. And this is the Ruffies, Indian Burial Ground. We'll be right back with an Alex Jones clip.
And it's party time.
When I read American history, it slowly begins to occur to me that what we call manifest destiny is something else entirely.
'Cause this country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. A giant Indian burial ground and we're cursed. So you better go beg for forgiveness down at your church. 'Cause this country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. Oh, well, the buffalo roam and the tomahawk slide through the air. They're protecting their land and collecting the white people's hair. Smallpox is raging and people are dying in droves. But that's what you get for accepting our blankets and clothes. Oh, this country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. A giant Indian burial ground and we're cursed. At least try and pretend to remember that they were here first. Because this country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. Around, we've got the best slots in town. There's $5 blackjack. You can play a hand, you can pay us back. Just this country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. This country's an Indian burial ground and we're cursed. This country's an Indian burial ground, but my chip stack is up, so I'm not feeling down. This country's an Indian burial ground.